98QCountry.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heat in the Northeast, wildfires in the West, a tropical storm in the Gulf. Welcome to the first day of summer. Boston setting a new record yesterday, 98 degrees. The fire burning near Ruidoso, New Mexico has claimed two lives so far and forced the entire town to flee. And tropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall soon in Mexico. Some big Supreme Court cases are still outstanding.
With just a week left in its scheduled term, the Supreme Court has yet to issue opinions in key cases involving a city's power to control homeless encampments, government's ability to prohibit gun ownership by domestic abusers, whether the Biden White House applied too much pressure on social media companies to remove posts, and whether Donald Trump enjoys absolute immunity for his official acts as president. There's no way to know when any of these cases will come down. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A new bill in Louisiana now requires every public school classroom from kindergarten through college to display a copy of the Ten Commandments. This is ABC News. A year after a law was passed to protect pregnant workers, some experts say enforcing it has become a problem. ABC's Daria Albinger has the story.
It's been a year since the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was signed into law. It was intended to provide reasonable accommodation to a qualified employee's known limitations related to, affected by, or arising out of pregnancy or childbirth, unless the accommodation would cause an employer undue hardship. The legal organization, A Better Balance, says many employers don't know about it or misunderstand the scope of the act. Others simply refuse to comply. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And a French swimmer making his country's Olympic team and then putting those dreams in danger all in a matter of seconds. After Raphael Fente-Demers qualified in the 100-meter freestyle, he was so happy he celebrated by slapping the water so hard that he dislocated his own left shoulder. Now it's unclear whether he'll heal in time for the games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Chardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy Show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank up.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Need a new driveway? Well, whether you do or don't, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding you to be aware of contractor scams. Some tips they provide to avoid scams include being wary of unsolicited offers. Many scams involving contractors begin when a random contractor goes out of their way to offer you an estimate that was never requested. Be extra cautious if the estimate is, quote-unquote, discounted. Always research companies and contractors before you hire. Be sure to get everything in writing. Ask for an estimate in writing before payment is even discussed. Don't let a contractor start working on a project until a written, signed contract outlining start and complete dates, a detailed description of the work, material costs, payment arrangements, and warranty information is provided. And always use safe payment methods. Paying with a credit card provides peace of mind since a credit card company can help you if the company is fraudulent. If you use a check, write it to a company, not an individual. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Good night for the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers' ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent when his windup and delivery are consistent. His pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' 4th series win in a row. Tonight, they open a 4-game set in San Diego against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times. And most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams, even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 50 degrees.
Love listening to the station 98Q Country.
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer.
Defend. Jean, sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's dog. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter.
QCountry.com.
Phone. With
all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. The money too, trying to fix the same broke heart, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat. We all been kicked and knocked around.
Just a little bit of coolness in the air out there this morning. Nothing crazy. We'll get to about 70 today, and that'll be our kind of our high point for the next 3 days. Today, tomorrow, even into Saturday, Sunday, probably mid upper 70s, and then next week we're probably going to be 70s and maybe even pushing 80 a couple of days next week. Rain wise, a 40% chance of some rain today. It looks like more of an evening chance of that shower and thunderstorm activity. But as we get into Friday and Saturday, we have a better chance of rain. Friday, about an 80% chance of rain. Saturday right now is at a 90% chance of rain. If you've got outdoor activities on Saturday, it looks like about an inch of rain through the day on Saturday with scattered thunderstorms in the evening. And even some thunderstorms during the day. So we'll see how that pans out if you got some outdoor stuff planned for Saturday. We are going to talk Wisconsin sports. I'm talking high school mainly. Civic media sports guru Jimmy Cuska is going to join us. Northern Wisconsin guy. He's going to join us about 8:30. There was a recent vote on whether or not the shot clock would be implemented for high school basketball that was voted on, and some other high school sports concerns. So, Jimmy, our civic media high school sports guru, not sure if he wants or has that title, but that's what he is today. He'll join us at 8:30 to talk a little bit with us. Let's get you updated what's going on. Brewers and others, Wisconsin news, sports, and national ABC twice an hour. Let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heat in the Northeast, wildfires in the West, a hurricane in the Gulf. Welcome to the first day of summer. Boston setting a new record yesterday, 98 degrees. The fire burning near Ruidoso, New Mexico has claimed 2 lives so far and forced the entire town to flee. And Tropical Storm Alberto is expected to make landfall soon in Mexico. Some big Supreme Court cases are still outstanding.
With just a week left in its scheduled term, the Supreme Court has yet to issue opinions in key cases involving a city's power to control homeless encampments, government's ability to prohibit gun ownership by domestic abusers, whether the Biden White House applied too much pressure on social media companies to remove posts, and whether Donald Trump enjoys absolute immunity for his official acts as president. There's no way to know when any of these cases will come down. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A new bill in Louisiana now requires every public school classroom from kindergarten through college to display a copy of the Ten Commandments. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents of some good health practices ahead of fair season. According to health department officials, fairs can pose a great risk for the spread of disease, particularly ones with petting zoos. Officials are reminding residents that they should wash their hands thoroughly or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after being around farm animals. Stay away from animals that look sick and wash their clothes when they get home to prevent the spread of disease. Over 1,700 East Duluth residents lost power on Tuesday morning when a dump truck hit a power line and caused a transformer to go out. According to the Duluth Police Department, the power outage affected people in the London Road and 18th Avenue East area, even shutting down some stoplights. London Road was closed to traffic from about 8 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and Minnesota Power responded to the scene to begin restoring power shortly after the crash. Police did not say if anyone was injured in the crash. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddie Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willie Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Ace open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willie Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, RBI single, makes it 2-0 Brewers. In the eighth.
Tonight, the crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. Quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. You just root for guys like him.
That's David Bakhtiari. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 22nd for St. Croix Rod's Customer Appreciation Day. Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Register to win over $700 in prizes, including brewer tickets and a Chula Vista, Wisconsin Dells stay. St. Croix will be serving up Johnsonville brats and premium dogs. Visit Discovery Tent, attend pro staff seminars, meet rod designers, and explore deals at the factory store on retired rods and combos. Plus, enjoy a casting pond and more. It all casts off at 7 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples' Print Perfect guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
With Verizon, now everyone can get our best phone deals.
Even if I'm new?
Even if you're new.
What if I've been with Verizon forever?
Oh, yeah. You see, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15 with tons of storage on us. With any iPhone trade-in, any model, any condition. Guaranteed with Unlimited Ultimate.
Here's one. What if?
That's a yes. There's a deal out there for everyone. Only at Verizon. $829.99, 128GB only device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan. Minimum $90 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 50 degrees.
From downtown to down in the holler, get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing. That rain, and there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know,
Business at 98Q Country. Be sure to put Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream on your list of places to swing into this summer. Not only the greenhouse, of course, but the ice cream, too, with like 8 flavors of ice cream for you. So Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream right in Prentice. A destination spot this summer, no doubt about it. Well, exciting day yesterday. We got the grand opening. Or not the grand opening. Well, I guess. I mean, kind of. Groundbreaking, I guess we call it now. For YMCA. They broke ground on that yesterday. And all the construction and modification will continue for that building. And so that was yesterday. You'll be hearing some clips on that on the news here the next couple of days as our crew was over there yesterday. Brewers playing last night. We'll talk a little bit about that. All they do is win and stay in first place and all that good stuff. And we've got, we're going to talk Wisconsin high school sports this morning. We've got our civic media high school sports guy, Jimmy Kuska, who is actually a Flambeau native. Flambeau Falcon, Tony, Wisconsin native, and we're going to talk about some about the recent meeting with the board for the WIAA and some of the changes and some of the things they didn't change. So it'll be 8:30 this morning, talking all things Wisconsin here on 98Q Country.
Hi, this is Emma from Coates Island Sport Shop with your Coates Island Fishing Report. Lots of north by northwest winds made for cooler temperatures and tough fishing conditions throughout this past weekend. The rain didn't add to the fun, but it did add to the lake and foliage levels that rose. Water temperatures stayed down in the low 60s, stalling any movement from largemouth bass and gills from setting up beds. Looks like by Wednesday, warmer weather will return and more comfortable fishing conditions along with it. Nicer weekend ahead. We have seen a lot of rain and some more in the future. Mosquitoes at landings will be an issue once wind dies down, so be prepared. Largemouth bass and bluegills will be up next, spawning, with pumpkin seed and rock bass following. Hexadina and mayfly hack will most likely hole off until water's warm. This is Emma with your Coates Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Good luck fishing out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sport Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sport Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months.
Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkle at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night.
Buy you a drink.
Bounty. The quicker picker-upper.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 50 degrees.
Let's go!
Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know.
Cheats 10 before 7 at 6:50. All the news to come here in just a few moments. I don't know about you, but after yesterday, I was watching some basketball on TV, and I don't know about you,
And I may be the only one of everybody listening right now, but I don't know about you, but I am very excited about Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. That's right. That's right. Give her a little arrive. Yeah. She's fun to watch. She's a lot of fun to watch. I was watching the game on TV last night because I was just vegging out, and that's what I was doing. So that's pretty cool. If you get a chance to watch her, pretty cool. She's going to end up on the Olympic team, isn't she? Yeah. They left her off, and now she's a sub, and yeah, she'll end up over in, what is it, London? Is that where they're going? Olympics, by the way, coming in, is it late July, I believe? July, like 26 or something like that. So it's going to be running over Pioneer Days and Flamborama weekends, Summer Olympics in London, I believe it is. Let's get some words of wisdom to get our day moving here. It is the first day of summer. This is the longest day of the year when the summer solstice begins. So happy summer to you. Focus on the family now. Our words of wisdom to get the day moving.
People, and me too, often expect life to remain basically the same year after year. But you know what? Life is filled with transitions, many of them unexpected, but a lot of them very common. And if you're prepared for those changes, they can actually improve your quality of life rather than derail it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For many women, one of the most significant transitions is having a child. The next most significant is when her children are raised. It's the end of at least 18 years of hands-on commitment and dedication. Almost overnight, her most important priorities in life no longer live under her roof, and she can find herself wondering about her sense of identity and purpose. This can be an emotional time for any parent, but it seems especially challenging for women. They can feel lost and begin to question whether or not they have value to anyone around them. And if answers don't seem readily apparent, they may be tempted to look for solutions in all the wrong places. And that's why I'd suggest that women have a close group of female friends or a mentor who can offer context and perspective. Meaningful relationships can be a lifeline when everything else seems upside down. With the help of others, a woman can find her way through the uncertainty and rediscover her unique place in the world. If you're in that moment right now, in this stage of life, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com for more. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Don't miss out. On Wednesday, June 26th, the Jubilee Band will be playing a selection of oldies, Christian, and pretty much a mix of everything at Chrysler Park for Wednesday Night Live. Featuring friends and family of the Eater family from Glidden, each member brings years of musical experience. Don't miss out at Chrysler Park for Wednesday Night Live in Park Falls at 6 p.m. on June 26th.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high of 71. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 53. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Friday, highs around 67. For Friday night, showers and storms, a low around 57. Saturday, showers and 72. Currently, 50 degrees.
And we're back.
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer coming.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Change a tire on the side.